Liquors
primed.
Celebrities?
Dead. Props?
Mad.
Broadcasting stream?
56K.
Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Here are your hosts, Claude Balls
and, of course, Trencher.
I liked it bad the first time we did it.
I wasn't done recording. Still not done.
I know you're recording.
Stop.
Okay. This is here's a really good one.
Which one?
There you go. It's May 1971.
Okay.
You know what happened to the Greeks? Homosexuality destroyed them. Sure, Aristotle was a homo. We all know that. So was Socrates. Do you know what happened to the Romans? The last six Roman emperors were fags. You know what happened to the popes? It's all right the popes were laying the nuns. That's been going on for centuries. Yeah, so apparently that's how I contributed.
When was this said?
May 1971. They're not saying at what like event
like
it
what
was.
Event or anything?
This is great. Here's one. You see, homosexuality, dope, immorality in general, these are all the enemies of strong societies. That's why the communists and the left-wingers are pushing this stuff. They're trying to destroy us.
Yeet.
Most of these are May 71. May 1971 was not a good year for Richard Nixon.
Apparently. What other ones do we have?
Let's see. Nixon to Henry Kissinger in 72, admonishing his aide about concerns over killing Vietnamese civilians. You're so goddamn concerned about the civilians, and I don't give a damn. I don't care. Okay, Nixon on a graphic of account of Ambassador Arthur Watson's groping of stewardesses while drunk on a March 1972 flight to Washington.
Okay.
Look, people get drunk. People chase girls. And the point is, it's a hell of a lot better for them to get drunk than to take drugs. And it's better to chase girls than boys.
Damn.
Dude, this... Wow. I mean, this
huge
is...
Huge-ass homophobe.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Yeah, you want to know some homophobe stuff?
Sure. Well, I have one.
Sure.
More than this?
Okay. Nixon's quote is saying, "I can't shake hands with anybody from San Francisco." This was in May 71 after he declared the Northern California city as the most faggy goddamn place you could ever imagine.
The most faggy goddamn place?
Dude.
Where'd you get these Nixon quotes?
This is off of MSNBC.com.
Really?
Nixon didn't like black folks either.
Oh, Jesus.
"We're going to put more of these little Negro bastards on the welfare rolls at 2,400 family. Let people like New York State Senator Pat Monahan believe in all that crap. But I don't believe in it. Work, work. Throw them off the rolls. That's the key. I have the greatest affection for expletives for black people.
Whoa.
But I know they're not going to make it for 500 years. They aren't. You know it too. Mexicans are a different cup of tea. They have a heritage. At the present time, they steal. They're dishonest. But they do have some concept of family life. They don't live like a bunch of dogs, which the Negroes do live like."
Damn.
Man. Now I know, like, you know, why everybody hated Nixon so much, man.
Jesus. No wonder he was so worried about, you know, his campaign and everything like that, with shit like that being said.
Oh, God. And, dude, this is not even, like, recordings, man. Well, they are, but not ones that weren't really made public. Or maybe these are just, like, the archives being opened back up.
Maybe it very well could be.
Nixon and aide Charles Colson in June 72 discussed the successes produced by a recent military buildup in the Vietnam War. Colson, "People are beginning to sense they're doing pretty damn well, that American casualties are down," which they are. 19 Americans killed last week. "They're used to hearing about 25 killed on automobiles on a weekend." Nixon saying, "We want to decimate that goddamn place. North Vietnam is going to get reordered. It's about time. It's what should have been done years ago."
Damn.
Bloodthirsty.
Bloodthirsty, homophobic, racist, and they voted for him? No, well, of course, put him up against Kennedy. He lost, obviously.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? At least he didn't bore me with his own funeral.
Yeah, that's true.
Thanks, Nixon. All right. Admonished.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night.
And you are here.
No,
with
they're
us.
There. They're there.
Yeah, well, you're in the chat room.
We're here.
The chat room is here. It's like they're here with us.
With
we're
the
coming
play
in.
At home game.
Right!
Right on!
Catch on quick.
I'm Slick.
That's right.
What are you listening to, Claude?
They are listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
On the app?
Spankwagon.vftp.net or lazycode.com.
Thank you. And I was just going to mention that, actually, because people have been wondering what's happened to the site. Last week, it was nuked. This week, it is back. But I've also been working on a new project, something on the side there. We finally got lazycode.com up and running. Mr. Mann and I have worked, we worked about a whole week on it. But
I think basically he gave you access and you worked.
Yeah, well, he installed everything that needed to be installed.
Okay, I know
I'd fuck that up for sure, but I got everything sort of tweaked out.
Sort of.
Yeah,
kinda.
You guys.
But check it out when you get a chance, folks. Lazycode.com, and this is open for everyone.
The future of the internet is here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of which, hey, interesting stuff that happened over the week, man. Did you see those awesome pictures of Britney Spears crying?
No, what happened?
You didn't see that?
No.
Okay, over in England, she went with her mom. Her mom was driving, and like her little sister was in the back seat of their SUV.
Uh-huh.
And there was a photographer taking pictures, and her mom wasn't looking, and drove over him.
Killed him?
No, just his legs.
Oh, just your legs?
So there's
it's minor.
So there's this.
They got wheels for those things.
They feel this big bump that the vehicle hit something.
Yeah.
And a loud crunch. Her mom immediately throws it in reverse. Here's another loud crunch and a bump and a man scream in pain.
Oh my God, she panicked.
Britney Spears had some dark eyeliner on, dude. And she wept, and the sun was there. They have photos, man.
Of course the sun is there.
Dude, it's great, dude. If you dig on the song, the lap dance is always better when the stripper is crying.
Right.
You'll like those photos.
Nice. I'll have to find them.
Oh, it's great.
So anyhow, yikes. Paparazzi get what they deserve, though. I mean, he probably practically put himself under there to try to take a photo.
Hey, you know what, man? Paparazzi got to work, too, man. They got to make a living.
Yeah, but at the inconvenience of others, it's about time we had a little nice turnaround on that.
Bullshit,
run them fucking
man.
Over. Instead of them running people over, giving Jerry Seinfeld gifts or chasing princesses into walls, fuck that. They don't fucking have to do this for a living.
Hey.
They go out and buy a fucking digital SLR camera, call themselves photographers, and run around all day on Vespa scooters chasing people. Come on.
Hey, you know what, man? That was the driver's fault, man. The princess died. Princess died.
Princess died. Dead. Die. Dead.
Tomato. Tomato.
9 Volt, Buffalo, New York. Where's the photos to be found?
They have. If you go through the FARC archives, they'll definitely have like a link to it.
We'll put something up on Spake Wagon later tonight or tomorrow. Actually, we'll put it up on Lazy Code.
Oh yeah.
We do need people to check that site out. We're gonna pimp that site quite heavily today. We also want to make sure. LazyCode.com. We also want to make sure that everyone is in the chat room later for Mad Props, Dead Celebrities, and all that good stuff, because it's looking rather thin.
Yeah.
I mean, we have some of our regulars, but we don't have them all. We want them all.
Yeah, man. You know, you need to be here. You need to be here.
It is invaluable for you.
It is.
Your attendance is necessary now.
In a moral imperative.
We promise that, you know, we'll go out those four city blocks to, I don't know, I don't know where I'm going with this. Actually, yeah, I'm not too prepared today either.
Wow, it's really interesting. I'm just, you know, there's a lot of interesting news.
Are you already looking up on FARC?
Yeah.
So I already lost you to Net Zombie.
Bullshit, dude. I'm alive here.
Boobies link.
Governator wants stray dogs terminated faster. Your dog wants Amber Alert. Boobies!
Yeah, boobies link. All of a sudden you realize you clicked the wrong link. It's a wiener's link.
Yeah, I did that once, dude.
Yeah, I've done that once, too.
Where's the boobies?
All right, let me crack open a...
Liquid refreshment.
I love Pepsi. Is that, you know...
Then why are you drinking Coke?
What? No. Dude, it's blue, okay, man? The can. Not that Pepsi blue shit. Hey, next week.
Next week.
Sodas. We got to test out bad food sodas.
We're going to do bad food sodas.
Because of all those nasty fucking soda variants that are coming out right now.
C2! Pepsi.
If you don't succeed.
Edge. Hey, whatever happened to Pepsi Blue?
Yeah, that died a nice, merciless death.
I loved Pepsi Blue, dude.
You and my wife. I'm sorry. Pepsi Blue was ass, okay?
No, it didn't, dude. Okay. If you drank Pepsi Blue.
You got a blue tongue. Yeah.
No. Hear me out. If you drank Pepsi Blue and expected to taste Pepsi, It didn't taste good. It was like drinking Crystal Pepsi and expecting to taste Pepsi.
Okay, I don't drink Pepsi Blue and expect to taste Pepsi. I never drank Crystal Pepsi and expected it to taste like Pepsi.
Well, I did, and it was heinous.
Well, see,
when
I,
you appreciated
I actually,
it, what it was for.
I actually liked Crystal Pepsi.
I did too, but it was
Pepsi
not Pepsi.
Pepsi Blue, I knew it was like fruity fucking piece
Dude,
of shit
okay,
drink.
Okay, check this out. When you thought about it that way, as a fruity-ass Pepsi, it didn't taste good, Nixon. Now.
I didn't say the faggotest motherfucking Pepsi. No, I said it was a fruit. I don't like fruity sodas.
Dude.
Like that.
Okay.
You know, I can't drink the Sprite. Because, okay, check this out. Kid you not.
Dude, it was like drinking Louis Blue Raspberry Otter Pops that were carbonated.
God, you're right. And it sucked. Can't even stand those most times. Here's the thing, though. You want to know really fucked up taste, and they don't have in the States yet. They should.
Vegemite?
No.
I've heard that's heinous.
It's, yeah. They have this soda. I remember we were in Sorrento, Italy. Michelle was really thirsty, and we didn't feel like alcohol.
Dude, they named it after IKEA.
Get that backwards, boy. God damn. So anyhow, we decided to get something to drink. Well, they had a vending machine there, and we bought a 20-ounce bottle of Sprite. Didn't quite pay attention to the labeling. We noticed the Sprite was awfully fucking blue.
Dude, blue Sprite.
Hold on. So Michelle takes a drink, and she gets this look of perplexed confusion.
Really?
It was mint.
Dude, they make mint Sprite?
They make mint Sprite. At least they did a year ago.
I'd buy that.
I drank some. It was interesting, but it was minty Sprite.
That sounds like it tastes really good.
Wasn't too bad. One of those things I'll never bring here. What are you doing?
Nothing. Don't look at me. I can't finish when somebody's looking. No.
The original Sprite remix was, says Chazad, the Berry Blue Sprite remix is pretty good.
Sprite remix was, yeah, Sprite remix was like somebody accidentally dropped a little uncolored Hawaiian punch into the Sprite mix, and yeah, Sprite remix, it did not do anything for me. I firmly believe that, it's urban marketing gone awry.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, if you want to talk about some nasty tasting beverages, I've had something which is fucking heinous. I couldn't finish.
Clamato?
I didn't pour it out. No. We're talking about beverages. Okay, no. Clamato's like V8. Okay, we're talking.
See, I can't drink V8 either.
Yeah. Okay, well, V8's good, but. Well, granted, that's fine. But that's like a tomato juice. That's not.
Yeah,
I'm talking about refreshment beverages.
Okay, like such as?
Pepsi or.
Yeah, okay.
Red Bull or something like that.
What was the soda that you drank? A refreshment beverage of your choice.
It was. The taste could only be described as repugnant.
To what?
Pimp juice. I've drank pimp juice. And it was disgusting.
You drank pimp juice.
It was in a gold and silver can.
Oh dear. Okay.
It was, basically, they wrote a song called Pimp Juice and then decided, hey, man, let's market it as an energy drink. The shit was nuclear fucking green.
They almost all are.
It was fucking horrible.
Pimp juice.
Now, if you want to know what I do kind of like, and it's really strange, Lost Energy.
See, now...
Lost Energy tastes like neutralizer air freshener to me. And that's what wakes me up. If you could get like one of those, who makes those Renewza air fresheners? You know the ones...
Glade.
Like the ones I got like hanging out around here.
Yeah, Glade.
Yeah. If you could get super odor neutralizer
okay. And
lick it.
Yeah, Jesus. You know, that reminds me. My friend Regman, he used to have this thing where he had to have like all kinds of cans of potpourri spray and everything because his house sometimes just kind of smelled a little funky. Now everyone can attest to this.
Yuck.
So anyhow, I remember one day I was playing around with a pair of pliers, just fucking around at night, decided to have so much fun and popped the can open from the bottom. And all of a sudden, the entire contents of the can went all over the wall.
It serves
the
you
ceiling,
right.
The ceiling. We basically opened the door and threw it out, and it just spun on the ground for a little bit.
The little rubber plug on the bottom?
Yeah.
You are such a fucking dumbass.
So we, boom, his house smelled exactly like you could taste the scent. It was so bad.
Dare I ask what flavor?
It was like a vanilla something.
Oh,
see, and I like vanilla. I was like, oh,
yeah, but the problem is,
yeah,
vanilla
was
air
like,
freshener.
Fuck you. Or not 9-volt, but Ragnar was like, fuck you.
Yeah. That's, dude, I can only imagine what that crap must taste like.
You know, I mean, when you walk into a house and the first thing you smell is just pure potpourri hell. Vanilla stick potpourri. Vanilla cinnamon stick potpourri or whatever it was. Ah.
Yeah. You go from, oh, this is pleasant.
That odor. That's kind of funky. Yeah.
Now let me ask you something here. Like I was going to say, there's kind of like a security alert level of air freshener.
Whoop.
Right. Too much, and it's like, what are you covering up?
Yeah.
Where are the bodies at?
Well, wait a minute now. You wanted to go, what was that shit yesterday you were looking at? Something pussy.
Yes.
Yeah, what was that shit?
That was incense.
Okay, incense. Now, when you burn incense, what is the first assumption people make?
You're covering up the smell of weed.
Ah! What were the name of some of these incenses?
Chronic.
Chronic.
Bling bling.
So it was weed to smell like weed.
It didn't smell like chronic.
The next one, bling bling.
Bling bling.
What was the other one?
Like something like Playa's Choice or something. And then they had Sweet Pussy.
How do you bring that up? Now keep in mind, this is for sale at a gas station.
Yeah. Out like at the front counter.
We're talking, yeah, out the front counter and these labels like that sweet. It's like, dude, how can you be all, yeah, baby, let me go put some, let me go burn some Sweet Pussy here. How do you get... That doesn't make you a player.
Yeah, you're bringing your own. I think that's the closest I'll ever see man candles. Have I talked about that on the show?
I don't know if you talked about it. I think you talked about man candles.
I don't think I have, actually. I don't think I have. That's always been like the running gag off. Definitely off, yeah. Yeah, one of our coworkers at work, she had this gigantic fucking potpourri candle, okay?
Not lit at work, I hope.
Right, no, not lit. Dude, the shit had its own like canoptic jar. All right.
Damn.
It's huge.
Right.
It's all porcelain shit. You didn't have to light it, dude, because you could smell it anytime Jeez. You opened the lid. And it was cookie dough. And it smelled just like cookie dough. So I thought, man candles.
Man candles.
They don't market scented candles to men because, you know, it's most time, you know.
It's a femme thing.
Yeah.
Although I do like some scented candles because, dude, sometimes you just got to cover up that bathroom odor.
Okay. Fine. Fair enough. Why there's an exhaust fan. You know my dad used to do? He used to light toilet paper and set it on fire and wave it around the toilet and then throw it in.
What is this, some sort of sacrilegious ritual to the toilet god?
Yeah.
Boom, let it go down and never come back up. What the fuck?
Dude, he used to. He'd get old wad of like toilet paper and then like roll it up tight, you know, like into like a, make this little toilet paper stick and then light it on fire, dude.
Oh.
Ashes would fly everywhere, all black pieces of paper. Then he'd like light it. Yeah, and it looked like he was blessing something. I think one time he made a sign of a cross. And he's Protestant.
Oh, shit.
Then he'd take it when it's about like, you know, an inch or so, right as it was about to catch his fucking arm on fire, and throw it in the water and flush it.
Catches some methane, lights the turd on fire, boom! Away, vile demons.
No.
I got to say this, though. Chizette said this earlier. If the incense isn't named after what it smells like, I'm not fucking buying it. Yeah, you buy it because it smells like sweet pussy.
Oh, yeah. You know it's really fucked up.
What does bling bling smell like? Like a steel mill? Really?
Wow, this is some nice aroma de metalurgy.
Aroma de metal. Oh, Jesus.
No, man. No, you know what? You know what? In all honesty, I saw that sweet pussy. You know, my first incense. I couldn't think of the smell.
I like that. When I first saw my sweet pussy, what? Wait. When I gandered my eyes over the counter, and there it was in front of me, wrapped in plastic, ready to go, sweet pussy.
Yeah, take that.
Be mine. Yeah.
The first time I got my hands onto some sweet pussy, I set it on fire. Whoosh.
Did you have to trim anything for that sweet pussy?
Yeah, the wick got a little long.
Oh, Jesus.
We don't have a cow. We have a bull.
Ow. Ow.
I know. No, anyhow. Man candles.
Yes.
Man candles.
Let's get back to the... Will man candles have something like sweet pussy?
No. Okay. All right. Jumping back to the segue. The first time I saw that little that label that said sweet pussy on the incense,
yeah.
The only thing I could think of was, oh, so that's where the holder goes for it.
Oh, damn.
I know. Keeps the flies away.
Oh, Jesus. Back to man candles.
Back to man candles. All right. So candles are typically femme, very femme.
Typically, yeah.
You know, I mean, the thing is, if it were men, it'd just be like vanilla.
Which, actually, what is it here? Someone said that their house has, has several vanilla candles around here.
Right. But you go by the scent going, vanilla. You don't buy shit which is like vanilla indulgence, cinnamon ecstasy, you know, stuff like that.
My favorite still is there's one I saw, pumpkin pie. there was a bunch of food orders. It's like, dude, if you're fat.
Yeah. Yeah. And the thing about it is
I'm hungry. Light a candle.
Dude, up where my mom works, they have that from the Salt Lake Candle Company.
Ooh.
It's Mormon, obviously.
Apparently.
Dude, they have pine.
What?
Fucking pine. I'm like, shit, man. All you got to do is, like, you know, sniff the goddamn fireplace.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Now then, man candles. All right. Since there's all these, like, femme smells and stuff, you know. And
right.
Of mother and nurturing and femininity.
You
and
smell like my mom. What?
Sweet pussy.
Okay.
Man candles. All right. Now then. Okay. What I was going to say is, since it's geared towards women, what about since they were geared towards men, like steak? Potato, baked potato, or
let's see, you have sweet pussy or hard beef. That shut him up. I mean, that shut him up, but quick. Are you okay?
Hard beef.
So man candles.
It's cold and frozen. Man candles. All right, scented like steakhouses and gristle and grease and
look
stuff.
At how smell is a grease trap.
Not a grease trap, asshole. That's disgusting. You burn shit to get rid of that smell, not cause it.
Yeah, it's a man candle. Why does it smell like a Taco Bell in here?
Yeah, exactly. Not the commodity truck that picks the shit up.
Okay.
So that's my idea. Man candles, man.
Well, you know what? There is something out there. Mopar Collector's Guide. In one of the back advertisement pages on the newsprint advertisement pages,
yeah,
sell a candle that smells like burning rubber, and it's shaped like a tire.
Yuck! Who the fuck wants that?
I don't know. Who the fuck buys sweet pussy incense? Come on! Someone out there is going to buy. They're going to go to a gas station looking for sweet pussy.
Go back to the dumpster. I'll be there in 10 minutes, sweetness. went to a gas station one time, and they had like little bottles of ginseng.
You know,
like the thing. And I was like zoned out. I was like half asleep. I had to get gas. I got off work.
Okay.
I had to get up early the next morning. I go, and I see a little bottle of ginseng. And I go, what's it? I go, ginseng. I go, what the hell is this for? Old woman goes, keeps you hard. Dude, just like that in that nasty gravelly voice. Keeps you hard. You want some sweet pussy? You ain't smelled burning rubber yet.
Man candles now introduces our new scent, Racing Streak.
That reminds me of a nasty joke.
Okay, go for it right now.
Why not? Okay, guy goes to House of Ill Repute, a whorehouse. It's Saturday night, and they're all full. But old Ethel's up in the attic at the top, man. She ain't got no dates. All
right.
So the guy goes up, and she's old, so he goes, oh, God, she's like a fucking hag. Turns the lights off, starts going at it, dude, and she is like, He's like, do you have like a little lube? She goes, hold on. A couple seconds later, he goes, oh, yeah, that's better. Okay. Oh, yeah. He's fine. He finishes up. You know, after they're done, you know, tips her. And he's on the way out. He goes, damn. He goes, that's pretty quick, man. He goes, what kind of lube did you use? That's some of the best I've ever had. She goes, oh, nothing. I just pulled the scabs out.
Fuck you, dude.
See, and you thought it was going to be that other joke.
That's
all right. Guy goes to visit. Same scenario. Old Ethel's sitting in the fucking, you know, the attic up there.
Right.
Comes in. And she's got a trach tube. She's smoking. The guy's like, disgusting. You know, the guy's like, ugh, yuck, this is disgusting. So she pops her eyeball out. She goes, shove it in the socket.
What?
So he goes, well, okay. Gives it a try. Some of the best sex he's ever had. You know, finishes up, man. And he goes, wow, that's pretty good. I guess maybe I'll be back sometime. She goes, I'll keep an eye out for you.
Oh, that's not. Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what's worse, the gross factor or just the fucking lame.
Just the lameness on that one.
Okay, chat room, you vote. Which was better? Keep an eye out for you, or I pulled the scabs out? All right, that reminds me of this one time when Ethel was there. And she pulled this.
Claude, eighth grade called. They want their joke back. Yes! Wait, hold on. Go, Chazette!
Oh, you want toilet humor and eighth grade jokes? I can get those for you.
I'm sure you could. It's called the internet.
It's an interweb. Speaking of which, I hope you guys aren't on Microsoft
BMC
Internet
returned.
Explorer.
He's back again.
Yay!
Yeah, he hasn't been here since awkward silence props. What the fuck kept you, man? Jeez.
Wow. How about just an awkward silence session to celebrate?
No. Scabs. So far, one vote for scabs.
Scabs. Scabs, 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 scabs. Pulling them off.
Wonderful scabs.
Yeah.
Scabies.
Scabies. Scabs, not scabies.
Jesus,
she didn't pull the scabies out.
What joke are you listening to? I pulled the scabies out. What?
Yuck.
Good God. Oh, okay. He had a transposed S here. Wow. Whoa.
Pulled the scabies out.
Hey, pulled the scabies out.
Western porn, a fistful of scabies.
Scabies bukkake.
Yuck! That sounds like an episode of Fear Factor, actually.
It kind of does.
Okay, today on Fear Factor, you have to fillet the man with AIDS and snowball into your partner and get at least a quarter cup. Without swallowing, because if you do, you will get the AIDS and die.
You will die.
That'd be a good fear factor, wouldn't it?
Fucking or yeah, you know, not in this country.
One of these men has a venereal disease. Which one will you fuck? Take the nerdy guy, dude. You know, and like just like put him up there with like two good-looking hunks. Put like horrible makeup on the nerdy guy, make him look worse. And at the end, he can have the last laugh.
Oh, and by the way, reading Schooled by Chazette. And Skibbies has an eye in it. Yeah, man. All right. Yeah.
Oh, well, what do you want? An apology?
Probably written at that.
The question is...
We'll send you a singing telegram. It'll be a guy in his diaper. He can do soft shoe or something.
I need to give you some time. I'll have to, like, rhyme something for that.
I heard you're down and wish you luck, because I'm the male nurse
who likes to. All I could think was that Ferris Bueller thing. With the nurse at the door. Yeah. Could be, you know, there we go. We'll send over Ed Rooney. The convicted child molester. Actually, a sex offender, I should say, not molester. I apologize.
Who's this?
Do you didn't know that? The guy, Jeffrey... Jones, that's his name. Jeffrey Jones. Played Principal Ed Rooney.
Right.
Yeah. Took like naked pictures of a 14-year-old boy.
Jesus.
Yeah. Pee-wee's innocent, dude.
Oh, and Chazette was like, you know, merely pointing out. Fuck, dude.
Okay, wow. You're merely pointing it out. So like how long did it take you to look it up at dictionary.com?
Now, he probably already knew it. You know, we're the entertainment here, so we're pretty stupid.
Okay. Understandable. I take that back. You would know more. Comes with the
okay,
turf.
Let's stop. Let's just stop pissing off.
I'm not pissing at everybody.
I know. I'm not careful. We're pissing off. See, judging by how long it took to get my clickers, they're probably moved out long before he shows up.
I'll hunt you down and find you on the internet. Ask Trench.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We'll talk about that sometime.
Legendary.
All right. You want to take a quick break?
Sure, let's take a quick break. We'll get some internet news. By the way, I hope nobody in the chat room is using Internet Explorer.
Why is that?
Because there's a nice little security flaw which allows certain sites. They're not. I don't know. I haven't read up fully yet right there. I'm guessing it's probably going to be like how they were able to go through like Link Exchange and like put malicious code in a banner.
Okay.
It's able to pull your data from like Microsoft Wallet or something.
Nice.
All
so
your
passport.
Financial data. Yeah, and shit like that. But to get your credit card information.
Sweet.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, rocking, man.
All right, let's take a break.
All right, you're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, which is only available at spankwagon.vftp.net in the past and now.
And now.
Now.
Well,
LazyCode.com.
So seriously, check it out. There's stuff there this time. We mean it. Spank Wagon!
Spank Wagon. My mind as I pick up the signal. Beep starts with me. The shove that ends with me. The shuffle. And niggas standing on your corner reminiscing of you. But your ass is out and you're dead and gone. So who'd you rather be? The murdered or the murderer? Niggas got me stressed. I grab my tech and my vest. Then I sing, who job bless? Let no man curse. But one of us will leave here to lighten the hearse. When we'll be tried by 12 and fertilizing daisies. Crying mamas and cousins and crying babies. The fact that death is a must. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Niggas getting bust for written guard to trust. So if you're coming to my town and try to slow the dough down, you must be casket bound. Cause I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. Nigga, I saw my name in the book at your funeral. The 6 on my hip with an extra clip. Cause I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. 6. Daddy daddy. Saturday night and we like to party. But folks are fucking around so we might catch a body. Sunday morning, don't really wanna hurt nobody. Say what they tryna get, I already got it. Chump motherfuckers just a scheming on my shit. But little do they know I got the zig on my hip. With an extra clip and a rapper be tried by 12, then carry by 6. Aw shit, murder commit. And there goes another statistic running through ballistic. The witness say I'm wicked, but that's how I pick it. Cause I'll be the bastard who blast and didn't get blasted. Boy, kiss some casket, I put your wig back in. Now suck up. Body will be identified. Mama and Papa will cry. Your bitch ass man says he'll testify to see me try. But here's that slot upon the same corner where you did. And I'm still facing the bit. Cause I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. Nigga, I saw my name in the book at your funeral. The zigs on my hip with an extra clip. Cause I'd rather be tried by 12 than carried by 6. 6, 6. Until my man Philip Phoenix, rest in peace. To my nigga Shaq Kim, rest in peace. And to my man Dillion, rest in peace.
No, your mistake. I'm doing this to save my life, that you'd be taken from me the minute I wasn't looking at you. I see right through you. For a long time, you had it in your mind to bump me over the first good opportunity. Bury me out here in the bush like a dog.
Oh,
What was the name of that song, Claude?
That song was, it's a Carpenter's cover. A lot of people don't know that.
It was a Carpenter's cover.
You didn't hear
I can see Karen Carpenter singing this one.
Yeah, Karen Carpenter was actually, that's why she was killed, dude. White people didn't like her. She started getting too urban of a vibe.
I thought it was just because she decided she didn't want to eat food.
No, that's just what you were meant to think.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening again.
Spankwagon Radio!
Only at
Spankwagon at VFTP.net or lazycode.com. Stop by both sites because spankwagon.vftp.net will be going away. We lost our lease on the servers. Bye-bye. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, folks. You people are stupid.
Yeah, that's it. I ain't going anywhere.
I mean, you no, not you people. You're our listeners.
Will you quit digging this hole?
Some call you stupid listeners. I call you my contingency.
All right. Anyhow, let's see. What fun have we had today, actually? Skier can relate to this.
Skier. Was that like Sonny Bono inspired?
No. Skier is in our listener who's in the chat room.
I'm talking about his name. I'm curious. I'm curious as to where all of our listeners have come up with their names from.
Yeah, maybe we'll put something up on one of the sites.
We've talked about that before we announced ours. I want to know about them.
Well, let them start saying in here.
Post in the chat room, quick.
Jeez. Oh, well, why are you posting I Kill Time?
I touched dog cock. Good boy, but get down. Get down.
Goddamn weirdo. So anyhow, check it out. Today I had to go take the duster in because I just, for the second time in a row, could not pass smog.
In a world where you keep failing smog.
You know, I took the car in yesterday, right? And this is my 73 Plymouth Duster 344 speed. Yay. Yeah. Took it in. Wanted to run it. You know, I'm ready. It's like I got the intake on. It's not leaking oil on top anymore. Carburetor's good to go. Got some new springs on. I mean, I got it starting to clean up. You know, dressed up a lot with the new valve covers that I broke. You know, it's starting to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Barely. I'm noticing, though, that I'm just... God, there's a lot of smoke when I was smogging. And we double-checked it wasn't coming from the exhaust. It was actually an oil leak somewhere. Now, I'm thinking it was the remainder of the oil that was left on the block from when the top half of, you know, my intake manifold went out. You know, when the gaskets didn't seal properly.
Yeah. I just thought of something. Sorry.
Okay. So, anyhow... I'm like, this is odd. I mean, there's a lot of oil coming out of this. So I, you know, talk to Claude next. I go, did we have a lot of oil problems? He goes, no, I don't remember. I'm like, yeah, I'm just getting a lot of oil coming out. Oh, it's probably just all still dripping off the block. Yeah, okay, you're probably right. It happens. So anyhow.
I'm figuring it's caught someplace and it's still, like, dripping off.
Exactly. You know, so anyhow, I decide we, you know, got to get the car working. It failed smog. So we finally call this place to town. We'll give him a little props. Owens. Owens Auto Repair, very well hidden place here in Vegas, but you know, old Goomba shop.
So, old school,
very old school. Anyhow, so I take it there and I notice underneath the car, I'm going, God, there's a lot of oil there, and this is just not right,
Earl.
Anyhow, so then I go, you know, and I'm like, okay, fine, I leave the car there. They're going to actually try to tune that car while they're smogging it, so that way it will pass.
Well, he told you he found out what he believes the problem
is. He thinks
is.
It's the wrong jets in the carburetor. Right. You know, the wrong size jets, you know.
Too big, raw fuel.
Yeah. And that could very well exactly be my problem.
In a world where you've got too much raw fuel in your exhaust.
Anyhow, on the way there, I had one fun incident. I had my gas pedal completely slammed to the floor. You know, it all hooked up. I thought I broke the cable or something like that. Then it kept, but it was revving. I'm like, this is not right. So I lift the gas pedal up. Can't go anywhere. It's not running. And, you know, I threw it in neutral. I start shutting it off. After I was pulling this driveway, I look, pop open the hood. Both accelerator springs, the safety and the primary, flew off. Shit.
That's not good.
So I got the secondary back on, so I at least pulled the other 50 feet into the, you know, into the deal.
They didn't snap. They actually bent.
They bent out. So yeah. They unraveled themselves basically from the end. So then I get there and I'm looking at the oil and I'm like, this just isn't right. Well, we leave the car there, and, you know, no big deal. I'm going, well, you know, it's here. You even said if it's something, they'll catch it.
Yeah.
So we get home, and I go, you know what? I'm curious. So I go into the garage where the car was parked overnight. Sure enough, big puddle of oil in there. Then got to put cardboard down.
So, yeah, because you're garage floor so pristine.
Well, you know, I want to keep it as clean as I can get so that way you can see those bolts and whatnot when they fall to the ground. Anyhow, so sure enough, they're like, I don't know. So
you call them up.
Call them up. I go, you know what? I got an oil leak. They're like, yeah, we noticed that too. We think it's your rear main seal. Oh. Hey, would you by any chance be able to look at that too? Yeah, but, you know, won't be done today. No, no, that's perfectly okay. It doesn't need to be done today. You know, I got a few days to wait. So no sooner do I get one thing fixed, this fucking car, which has been appropriately named Hard Ass.
Yes.
Has now decided to go and break itself in two other ways. Three other ways. Smog and this rear main seal and the fucking springs. Fuck. That's my shitty luck.
Yeah. Well, so, you know, I was thinking of something, too. This is what I thought of before. Kind of almost shocking. I didn't think of before. Do you know what happens when you, aside from a massive oil leak, do you know what a possibility is when you blow a rear main seal?
What?
Well, better yet, let me ask you. What what's behind the what's in front of the rear main seal outside the engine?
Transmission.
Okay, right. What's between the transmission and the engine?
On a stick.
It's a stick shift, which means it has a
clutch.
Hopefully, your clutch is not soaked in oil.
Oh. No, because it was shifting just fine. Mm. It would have started having problems even before I got there.
Okay, I haven't driven your car.
But I understand what you're saying. I understand exactly what you're saying. Now that
center force, here you come.
No, fuck center force.
You don't like center force clutches?
Isn't that the one you had spin out on you?
No, that was a factory OEM.
Oh, see, I either go. I was
center force is what's in there now.
I was thinking of going Haze. I figured if I get a Haze clutch, I'm going to be fine. But
you just want a Haze clutch because they gave you a free sticker.
Hell yeah! God, I got my priorities right, don't I? Anywho.
Yeah. Peanut Gallery came in, everybody. Who knew?
I don't have a mic actually today. So anyhow.
So that's
the duster's now in the shop.
Yeah,
I have professionally to, repaired.
Yes. I have to go and fix my front main seal on my car behind my crankshaft pulley. I don't have to pull anything out, thank God. Luckily, I found the part. It was in the last place I expected.
Isn't that always how it works out?
It was in the car.
What?
Yeah, I remembered. Oh, I know. I put this here so I wouldn't lose it. Yep.
Anywho. So anyhow, that was my fun for the day.
Very interesting fun with the cars.
Huh?
Very. What's a skier shit being skier out?
Yeah, here we go again. Are we going to have to give him props or not later on? Anywho. So, you know, we also
it
have.
Stays out. It'll be a not. You won't get mad props. We'll just get mad.
Anywho, what did we want to cover? Anything special? You mentioned something before we got off break.
Oh, yeah. We have a very interesting week as far as, you know, internet foobars goes.
You ever notice how when we stall for time, we and a lot?
No. The problem is I have to burp, and I don't want to burp into the mic, so I'm stopping every time I feel a burp coming on.
Nivold asked, didn't the D need a new motor?
I'm looking at that.
Well, it does and it doesn't.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to rebuild it.
It oddly was a misdiagnose in some issues, but not in others. Fucking figure. Yeah.
I can't find the link on that shit
right
now.
You just had it.
I had the one link. There. We have two items. Apparently what's going on right now is there's a very bad exploit in Internet Explorer.
Yeah, we covered that.
And, we did?
We didn't, we need to cover the one,
I don't know, I know that.
We need to cover the one from Intergalactic Planetary.
Yes,
Planetary.
I know, that's what I was getting to. Thank you. Next time I piss, would you like to hold that too? Since you're holding my hand right now?
Hey, I only help you where I see you need help. You, from all I know, could be a bitch and sit down on the toilet.
Fuck you, dude. I don't sit down on the toilet to piss.
I don't know this.
Nor to shit.
Oh, what? You don't sit down to shit.
No, I keep a little blue bags.
Oh, no. You donate the mic. You got it off the stand.
Mike!
This is true. He is a person who shits in a little blue bag. Trust me. Him and the dog.
They smell like baby powder, so my fingers don't get to stench my poop. I don't want my fingers to smell like poop. Therefore, my...
I hate that word.
Which word? Poop?
Shit.
What about shite? You like that word?
What about crap?
Crap.
The Phoenix Gallery hates the word
crap.
Poop.
Crap can live. Shite.
Oh, you got beat upside the head.
Yeah. Story of my life, my mom abusing me, beating the shit out of me.
Dude, you should write a book. Work for Nancy Reagan.
Ron Reagan.
Yeah, Ron Reagan.
We'll get you a spot on Oprah.
Wow, that'd be very
Get him with Dr. Phil. I want to see him get yelled at.
What would they ever yell at me for?
Oh. You're so good, this or that.
What, shall we just tell the rest of the world why they would yell at him? You have the filthiest, the utmost filthiest fucking bathroom in history. Trencher there has to use my bathroom when he comes over here because yours is so fucking filthy.
It's not filthy. It's rustic.
My ass. Even the dog and the cats won't go in there. It's a scary place.
Okay, this is how bad it is, folks. The sink has so much soap scum built up. I saw you the Q-tips, a box of Q-tips. I took one, broke the end off, etched in the soap scum on the sink. Clean me now.
Is that what you wrote?
What did I write?
You wrote clean this shit.
Oh, okay. Clean. Same difference. Nasty. What were we talking about? Exploits on the computer.
It was rustic.
God damn, we're like... It's like adult ADD day today.
Hey, man, my bathroom is rustic, okay? My soap happens to do that, but hey, man, I gotta use the Irish Spring.
Did you tell them the last time it was cleaned, I cleaned it? I ain't doing that shit no more. You rent from me. Clean your fucking bathroom.
Hey, you beat me to it, that's all. I was going to clean it, man. I was going to clean it. You did it before me. Hence, there's no need for me to do it now. All right, now. Rustic.
Filthy.
Whatever.
It's rustic, like it's lived in.
Lived in? Yeah, lived in by someone who should be downtown under a bridge begging for some cash.
Down by the river.
Do you have a cardboard sign in there? Need shower.
No. You took all my cardboard, remember? It's underneath your car collecting oil.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Every
That's a problem. He showers every day.
My
Look
mom,
at him. Would you like to have him smell?
As bad as that looks, hell no. I just want him to clean the fucking bathroom. You're about to fucking wear that thing, okay?
Thank God I got a backup mic. Quit doing that.
All right.
Jesus. Anyhow, what were we talking about before we got talking about your poor hygiene?
Okay. My hygiene is great, man.
Oh,
I smell like a clean man.
Your bathroom suffers, though.
Hey, man.
He's going Amish, BMC says. Ah.
You know what? I can only grow the Amish beard. Can't do the mustache.
That's true, Ebjibada.
Anyhow, Beastie Boys has their new CD out called To the Five Boroughs, published by Capitol Records.
Okay.
Yeah. However, there's a little problem.
What is it?
When a user inserts the CD into like a Windows box that auto runs, it installs a virus.
How did a virus get on the CD?
Ah, I'm glad you asked. That way we can segue into this and have something to do. According to a recent thread at BugTrack, an executable file is automatically and silently installed onto the user's machine when the CD is loaded. The file is said to be a driver that prevents users from ripping the CD and perhaps others and attacks both Windows boxes and Macs.
Really?
Yes, it does Macs. The infected CD
is not necessarily a virus as much as it is a
third-party app.
Yeah, just it's spyware.
The infected CD is being distributed worldwide except in the USA and UK, which prevents us from giving a first-hand report. However, according to hearsay, we gather that Windows version exploits the auto-run option and that the Mac version affects the autoplay option. On Windows, when a CD is loaded, a text file called autorun.inf is read, and any instructions within it are executed. In this case, the machine is instructed to install some manner of DRM driver that prevents copying. We haven't seen either the INF file or any of the executable, so we can't say how or at what level it accomplishes this, or if indeed it actually does accomplish this. But assuming the unconfirmed reports are accurate, we here have a media company, this is theregister.co.uk, infecting virus users' machines silently with a file that affects a computer's functionality without first obtaining informed consent, a likely violation of pretty much every jurisdiction's anti-hacking laws.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know what, and I wonder, now, did the Beastie Boys do that, or did Capitol?
More than likely, probably Capitol. Actually, you know what? Not more than likely. I will say guaranteed it's Capitol.
Why would you say that is a guaranteed?
Because not the last album. That was their anthology, but the one before that one right there.
Nasty? Hello, Nasty?
No, it wasn't Hello, Nasty. Or which one was Hello, Nasty?
Hello, Nasty had the Intergalactic Planetary.
Okay, then it was Hello, Nasty. Beastie Boys was actually offering 128-bit MP3 files for free on their website.
Huh.
That was not maintained by Capitol.
So, that Akari is a smooth mother. Nice ego. Says, so all you have to do is disable autoplay. Bah.
Yes.
Not necessarily. I mean, if you run it, won't it run that software?
Well, that's what they're saying right now. They're saying there's a way to protect yourself. Excuse me. Let's look at the ways auto-run business can be defeated. And yeah, basically they're just saying auto-run. Just disable auto-run.
Interesting.
And that'll work. So, and they give instructions on how to do it. However, here is a way on how to remove it.
All right.
The above procedure assumes you haven't previously installed the suspected Capitol Records virus. Ooh, they're even named the virus Capitol
Records. Capitol Records virus, nice.
Or a similar one from another fine entertainment conglomerate. But if you have, you'll need...
Conglomocom.
Conglomerate. In a world where everyone's conglomerated.
I gotta go to work.
Let's see. Indicate the name of the relevant files, location where they're installed, and registry changes.
Don't
made.
Read it like you're reading to put a bike together. Just click tab A, 4-2, 2-4.
All right. Armed with that info, go to the Windows Uninstall Utility and to add remove programs. Look for any program files referenced in the auto run INF file and uninstall them.
You call yourself fucking tech support? Fucking click the fucking mouse button on the fucking icon, okay, dude? Just go to the fucking website, www.eatmyass.org.
Unmute. That's good, sir.
Unmute.
Hey, man, my skills as a phone tech are legendary, and we'll explain why a little later.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, we will actually, you know.
We'll have to.
Why don't we explain that now before we head into Mad Props?
Well, hold on. I'm not done with this. Thank you.
Please be done. Click.
They're saying you also may need to launch Windows Search Companion, and that'll remove it. And we're done. See, if you hadn't been so goddamn impatient.
I know, but I'm a man. Customer.
It sucks to be you.
I'm a customer. Anywho.
God, I'd hate to see foreplay with your wife. How patient can that be?
Come on! Now!
God. Shit, are you ready yet?
Are you done yet?
Watching your hairy jowls shake.
Yeah, it's a bad idea. I got to shave tomorrow. I'm going to get a shave and a haircut.
Speaking from experience.
Claude just folded. You know what? Time out. His brain, his whole sense of morality and well-being just fucking flew the coop. You better stop now. I don't want to lose him for the show. Don't go any further with that, please.
Thanks, Peanut Gallery, a.k.a. Mom. I didn't need to fucking... in my eyes, I am in immaculate conception. Thank you.
Thank God it's only in your eyes. I wouldn't want to get that in my eyes.
Fuck you. Oh, yes. So welcome anyhow, back.
Do we tell them the news?
Well, that's nice for me to be back. I just completely tuned out and was in my happy place in my little ice cave with the penguin screaming at me.
Fuck you, man.
All right. Well, yeah, let's go ahead and give you guys good news. Claude Balls. Infamous man of technical support. Jeez, hey, good song. Infamous. Good song for the background, too.
Infamous is the word.
The man who was told by a customer that he was a horrible technician but would make a wonderful politician for my way of not answering
double
this guy's question.
Talking.
Double talking that would make a used car salesman go, huh?
Yeah.
Claude got a promotion.
Yay! So now he's pretty much my peer.
Yes.
Good
That's
for you.
That's right. I basically head up everything for the...
commercial business.
Is it the Linux Penguin? I don't know. Was it a Linux Penguin in Fight Club?
I don't know.
I guess not.
Anywho.
Anyhow. Sorry. I just
So now you get
I
this new job.
I segued back and had bad memories. Previous conversation. Shut the fuck up. So now I got the job. That's made me giggle. So yeah, I got the job.
Congratulations. So
thank
everybody give Claude some congratulations, buy him a beer when you see him because he got promoted.
Yeah.
Now here comes the bad news.
The bad news is the hours suck. I work basically 7, excuse me, I'm sorry, 9 a.m.
Well,
8 p.m.
Your hours suck, and that means that you will be working during the show.
Yes. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are my day offs now.
What that means is for the show, next week is the last Spankwagon Radio.
And I know you guys are not going to believe me because we actually pulled that shit before. And this is actually kind of Cry Wolf for us.
It is. This is Cry Wolf kicking our ass. Next week is the final Spankwagon Radio.
Now don't think it's over forever. We will, of course, come back with our newer incarnations over on LazyCode.com.
Yes, LazyCode.com.
For, very special after-school programming.
Think of the CBS special. It's a great way to think about it.
Yeah. But, actually, next week, final show.
Next week, yeah.
But it's your chance to finally get on the show once and for all.
Yep.
We want you guys to go ahead and send us clips of how you would fire us.
Basically, what we're asking for is you to email spankwagonmail@cox.net.
That's right.
And the link is on the site, by the way. But send us a small audio clip. It could be any format. Send us an audio clip of how you would fire Claude or myself.
Indeed.
From our own radio show.
Mm-hmm.
How would you let us go? Polite, impolite, we don't care. You're firing us.
That's right.
That's for next week. And this one's a must do. No.
What the hell are you supposed to do at work now? That's a good question, Akari. I'll be there. You'll just get like the spinoff live.
Yeah, pretty much. Now, what we're planning on, and I will be completely honest with you guys, yes, Spankwagon Radio is going to be on pretty much the longest of term hiatuses you can imagine.
Yeah, it's not like it's not like a fight or anything.
Yeah, the site itself is going to stay up. The archive is going to stay up. Everything's going to be cool in that respect.
Maybe we can come back and change the play date, but I doubt we can get the listeners.
Exactly, because we know that everybody seems to have bent over backwards following us from all these different days, all these different times. This has been working the best.
Pretty much any format, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much any format. What did you have in mind, Toe? Smoke signal. What? So anyhow, you have to ask.
Great. He'll fucking send us Braille.
Oh, I get the joke after I decipher it. Look, pretty much what we're going to do is we're shifting, and I'm shifting a lot of stuff over to LazyCode.com. That's one of the reasons I really wanted to get it up and running. That's one of the main reasons, actually, Mr. Mann and I put the site up.
Correct.
To host all this and also to, get a site going that can be a little more than just the internet radio show, which means that, you got to visit. Because
exactly.
That's where you're going to find out when Claude and I are going to do our events.
Yeah, what we'll probably do is maybe monthly or something like that kind of show. We won't be able to do like a weekly show because, in all honesty, I just doubt we'd get to be able to get the listeners.
Exactly. So
because I mean, like I say, Friday night at this present time slot right now is the best we've had.
Exactly.
This works the best for you guys, and I just don't know if you guys. I just honestly don't think you guys would be able to move with us over to another date. Like if we did this like Thursday night.
Which we've tried in the past and it just didn't work out well.
Yeah, we could do this time.
Or later.
Yeah. Or even later. If we did a 9 p.m. Pacific time, I don't think it would work because most of you guys would like be waking up.
Bed. You guys got a lot of social stuff. Do you want to do?
Obviously, they don't. They listen to you guys on Friday night. What am I talking about? I'm at home. God.
All right, guys. That was the Peanut Gallery. Just insulting everyone.
I think we're just going to pull the mic from the Peanut Gallery from now on. Ouch.
Oh!
There's a response I like to hear.
Oh!
Hey, you know what? You can tie that OO to. Blah, 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 blah.
Shut the fuck up.
Just wanted to point that out.
I will shank you in the yard.
But
you
I
have a yard.
Well, I hate to see where your dog goes crap at. But anyhow, look, everybody who's listening, don't freak out.
Yeah.
We are going to be ending Spankwagon. This has already been decided. Trust me, I'm not. Yeah, you.
We have too much equipment here. We got
too
you,
much.
Okay, you guys don't understand. We have a new phone system.
Yeah, we have a new phone system.
We actually
in place
have a phone system
everything.
For you guys to fucking call in. I don't have a phone line set up in my apartment yet because we run all cellular here. But dude, I mean, yeah, don't think that at all because we have too much equipment here.
We
right
have
now.
Too much time and money and everything invested in this. Now listen, basically what we're going to do. Is we're going to move everything over to LazyCode.com after next week. There yes. will be events. There still will be shows. They still will be us. But it won't be Spankwagon. Okay? Now, with that said, after we drop this fucking bomb on people.
I know.
First off, let me say, and I will say this in the archive. Let's record it. I know that JSTFU seems to have gone off the air for its own time.
Yeah.
For Reverend Hammer's own reasons. We're not trying to upstage him. We're not trying to do our, you know, we're not mimicking or anything like that.
Dude, okay, yeah, we are not Daphne, all
right? Right. What we have had, Pentiri, is Claude got a job. Claude got a job that's taken him away from this time slot. Now
Claude got a sweet-ass raise, too.
Yes.
Claude sold out.
Pretty much. So basically, we are going to still have radio shows. We're still going to be doing yeah. stuff, but it's going to be announced through LazyCode.com.
Pretty much.
Plus, LazyCode.com is a /like site now. What that means is that you can participate. What we can do for you, what we're going to do on that site, I should say, is you can post anything. Chizad, I don't know. Fuck, what am I saying, Chizad? I'm sorry. I did it again. Skier, if you ever come back. You're going to have stuff for cars. There's going to be stuff for anime up there. You know, I'm going to put this all together if you get for our friends over at Ars Anime for a secondary site or something where they want to spread it out to a yeah. greater audience. You want to write fucking fan fiction? You've got a spot there to do it. Yes. You want to talk about comic books? You've got a spot. Constitutional law. Fuck it. You got a spot. You know, there. It's science. You're there. It's good. LazyCode.com. Anyway.
Yeah. Now, also, at the same time, don't think we're, like, breaking up or we're moving on or anything. Yeah. No, for right now, thanks for the support, fucking turncoats. This is not
really.
The first time either. I should have expected this. Like I say, we will be back. We won't be under the Spankwagon moniker. That's basically what it is.
Yes.
Spankwagon is a good pet project. This is basically practice. Okay?
Somewhat.
So what we're going to do is, like I say, I enjoy this too much. I really actually enjoy sitting here and, you know, being a part of the show for all you guys right there. And I know it sounds like so bullshit-ish. Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
write fan fiction.
Or Kari, you know what? You could even have sports shit up there. I don't care.
Yeah,
it's a universal site.
Write Claude fan fiction.
Jesus, here we go. So anyhow.
We will be coming back under that. And like I say,
we will be back. I mean, we're not going away forever. Spankwagon is going away, but LazyCode.com is where everything's going to be directed
yeah,
to. Now, next week is the final show, and that means that next week we're wrapping up all kinds of loose ends.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing some more bad food just because we really found some good stuff to have bad food about.
Yes, some interesting. We're actually going to also have some bad food closure.
Yeah, bad food closure. You know, it's going to be the mad props. We're going to do that.
Yeah.
If any of you guys are from Vegas, in Vegas, fuck, why don't you come and join us for our last show? We don't care.
Yeah.
This is what it's all about. Now, anyhow, should we take a break or should we do mad props?
Let's take a break. Let's let them sulk. And then cheer them up.
I don't think they're sulking. I really think they're going to vote us off the fucking island. BMC says he likes being part of the show through chat. Trust me, chat isn't going anywhere.
Yeah. Chat will still stay here, of course.
You know, we got stuff set up.
And like I say, you know what? We won't come back under the Spankwagon name. Everything will be through Lazy Code. And we'll be back. And you know, like I say, if we get enough support, if you guys want us to do... I can do a Thursday night show. I don't know what Trencher's schedule looks like because of his schooling and whatnot.
See, yeah, and I usually at Thursday nights I'm here. I work till 9.
Yeah.
But it's something where, you know what, it ain't over yet. It's just changing a little. Change is good. You are listening to...
Spankwagon Radio.
Only at...
Spankwagon.vftp.net and LazyCode.com.
We'll be back.
To me, if you feel ecstasy, this high is for you and me. Gravity, energy, make me feel good. So do it, and welcome to my planet soul. Planet soul.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is now that time of the show, the time that everybody waits for...
Mad Props! Mad Props, the definitive thank you of Spankwagon Radio, where we let you, the listener, know we do appreciate you for listening. Mad Props. Mad Props is provided through the usage of Clicker Liquor Pop. How can you click it if you can't lick it? You can't mad it if you can't prop it. Mad Props.
I like that! Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, and now let's begin our Mad Props. Let's give Matt... Who the hell's... Shit, he just showed up for Mad Props. Good deal. Let's give Mad Props to... Beamer!
Welcome.
Have no fucking clue he is, but hey, he's here.
Welcome, Beamer. Tomorrow's... This week's the last show. Mad Props! Mad Props!
Don't write.
I got two of my props.
Your props are tuned. Let's now give Matt props to a man. He's only been here twice, but he loves us like a brother. Let's give Matt props to BMC.
Hey, Hog John. Matt props.
Yeah, if you notice, Hog and Beamer both have the same IP address. So I got to figure out now who else is on here with that IP address. So we'll just ignore Hog. Alrighty. Let's now give some mad props to one of the listeners from Ars Anime who's been pretty loyal, actually. Even though we probably have pissed him off a few times. Anyway, let's give mad props to... Jazad!
Mad props. I can't go overkill and yell after that.
No, I'm sorry. All right.
Up next is Claude!
You don't even get the music.
Fuck with me, I'll change the music.
Yeah, that's not good.
You people will be listening to Captain and to Neil.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's now give mad props to 9Volt in Buffalo, New York. Yes, Buffalo, New York, the home of the world's largest fake snow collection. Let's give mad props to 9Volt.
Mad props.
Hey, don't bang the mic. All right. Where am I going next? He's out. Skier is out. But you know what? Let's give Matt props to Skier because, hey, he did show up and listen for a little bit. I don't know how much of you.
Skier, if you were here, your mad props would sound like this.
But instead, your mad props sound like this.
I'd like to fart right now, but I already did.
Yeah, don't do it on the mic. Let's go to the next
Yuck,
person.
I wouldn't want to do that because sometimes I touch the mic. Ew. I wouldn't want to lick my own fart.
Buttercup. Anywho. Moving on.
I did that once to somebody.
Okay, you know what? Here I'm going to say Sus. S-O-S.
Mad props to Sos.
Sos.
Mad props.
Moose. Fuck. Mad props. I think you're another Ars Anime person.
So Soas.
Yeah, so awesome. Let's give mad props to the man. He burns out his own clutch because he's a smooth mother.
Or he bought a used car.
Yeah, that too. Let's give mad props to Corey. He is a smooth mother.
That was, you know, that's what we can do. Just jam mad props all together. Just yell and scream over each other.
Mad props to you. Next up in the chat room.
Now. Yeah. And finally, the man who helped me pimp out the site today in Ars Anime. The man who runs Dryer Lint Purple for Ars Anime. The man known sometimes as Oatshit. It's spanking time, children.
Mad
Okay, I got it. We're geniuses! Yeah! Mad props! We chased Akari out. Shit!
And Beamer and Hog.
Well, no, they weren't real. See, BMC was playing a joke.
Ah, that wacky BMC.
So, anyhow.
You kids, you.
I think it was BMC. I don't know, I gotta actually find out by clicking something here. No, it wasn't. Fuck. He's using Chetzilla. I don't even know who's using Groundhog. Anyhow. Here I am accusing the wrong person, man. I'd
God,
never make
man.
A good
Could
detective.
You at least pay attention to your own show?
I am. See, there's music. We're talking. It's working. I just don't pay enough attention.
Of course
to
you
don't, else.
Man. Fucking ADD.
Huh? What? Ooh, shiny.
Man, you know what, dude? We need to like, change some music, man. I'll play something really wussy.
Let's just kill that. Well, I think it already met your wish.
You don't like this song?
Yeah.
How could you not like Cotton Eye Joe?
Why don't you cue up Dead Celebrity?
Hey.
Sorry about
hey,
that, Sue.
Hey.
Sue's, yeah. Your computer yelled at you. Oh, am I ready?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, sorry.
I've been waiting on you.
That's a change. All right.
This week, we have a list of dead celebrities.
Dead celebrities of the week. Where'd I put
Here
it?
Oh, at Spankwagon. We adhere to strict standards.
They must be dead.
We only have the most celebrities of celebrities.
Well, and the okay, deadest of wait, dead. Wait. We can cover the deadest of dead, but the most celebrity celebrities have been fucked long ago. All right. First dead celebrity. Computer pioneer Bob Beamer, who published Y2K warnings in the 1970s. He was ahead of his time. Dies. Bob Beamer, computer pioneer who published warnings of the Y2K early in the 1970s, helped invent a widely used coding system. Has died after battle cancer. He was 84.
Yes.
He died Tuesday at home along Possum Kingdom Lake. Isn't that where Red Green lives?
Who?
No, that's Possum Lodge.
Who's Red Green?
It's a TV show, Canada, eh?
But he lived in Texas. Why would Canadians do shows about Texas? They don't know what Texas is.
Okay. Anyhow, This man is responsible for producing what's called ASCII. So
which explains why everybody who posted on his death posted in binary.
Yeah, exactly. So he passed away age.
Here's
Wait
mine.
A minute. Here we go. The headline says he dies at 78.
Yeah.
The article says he dies at 84.
Yeah.
He died at 13. What the fuck?
Yep.
I guess he's been
Why
dead
you
a while.
Guys like scraping the bottom of the fucking barrel?
Because sometimes the bottom of the barrel needs to be recognized.
Hey, man, sometimes Darn you it. Might find gems at the bottom of a barrel, like somebody's wedding ring or something that fell in the bottom, or an earring.
Old dead guy.
Well, that too. But hey, if you really want bottom of the barrel, we got one more.
Hey, my mom's rich, by the way. She found 100 lira. Or 1,000 lira.
Yeah, a buck. Like a euro.
You're poor.
You are so rich. You found a buck.
You can so much kiss my ass.
Now I got euros. Nah.
I know where you live. I know where you live.
Yeah, but you only have one leaf spring. Go rent a trailer. So anyhow... For those who don't get it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's an inside joke.
Okay, here's another guy. Let's make sure he died on the same day at the same time. Okay, he died. Both article headlines say 76.
We have a confirmed age.
76.
Correlates.
Al Lappin Jr., co-founder of the International House of Pancakes, dies at 76.
Was it a heart attack?
I don't know. An entrepreneur who co-founded the IHOP with a single restaurant in 1958 has died. He was 76. Died Wednesday at USC Norris Cancer Center in Los Angeles of cancer.
Yeah, it'd been irony if he, like, you know.
He goes to the cancer center, dies of, AIDS. Son of a professional drummer, Lampin ran a series of coffee carts in Los Angeles when he took notice of fast food chains like McDonald's flourishing in Southern California and decided to open his own restaurant.
The McDonald's.
Convinced he could market pancakes and waffles to the masses. You, Jan Claude, shall have it pancaketh. Yay.
And the Lord doth give the tutti frutti fresh and fruity. And all was good.
You shall have skillet heart attack. Convinced he could market pancakes and waffles to the masses. He and his younger brother, Jerry, not Larry, or the other brother, Daryl, started the original IHOP in Los Angeles, Toluca Lake. With only $25,000.
Not that time, Luke Lake was poor.
The restaurant stood out for its chalet theme. Boysenberry flavored syrups.
And the Lord said,
And the Lord said, blue roof on unusual pancake dishes such as Tahitian orange pineapple. Were recreated by a chef from the Cordon Bleu Academy.
And thus spaketh upon him, there shall be a great famine of breakfast treats.
Quick! To celebrate the massive death of the founder, go light toilet paper over your mode.
I thought you wanted to do syrup shooters.
Syrup shooters? Yeah, there you go. Do some syrup shooters.
Really?
No! What the fuck? Where are you like that movie? What was it?
Super Troopers.
Super Troopers. Oh, I chugged that fucking... What?
No.
Yeah.
Take two of every syrup upon the ark. And go to the land where the sun rises and the cock doth crow. Vanquish the cornflakes.
The cock doth crow, but it amazingly smells like sweet pussy.
That's why you got to shower afterwards.
All right, that's Dead Celebrities. Dead Celebrities of...
The week.
Wow.
Bump up the volume. Bump up the volume. Hey, you know what I didn't do before the show this week?
Bathe?
No, I bathed, man. I smell clean.
Just checking.
No, dude. I did not do evil karaoke.
No, you have not done any evil karaoke.
We have to do that after the show. What do you say?
Jesus, no.
Some evil karaoke.
Hey, real quick, got some news articles. Now, this is to me, this is coming from me. Not a rant, really, but I wanted to give my 2 cents in.
Here's something you won't see on Spankwagon. News articles.
Here's something I got. I got signed up for Gmail this week, the Google Mail.
You signed up for that? What's wrong with you?
You know.
That's stupid, dude.
Here's my quick and dirty review. How many of you, first off, let me say this while we stall for time and segue. How many of you in the chat room actually have a Google Mail account?
I don't.
Oh, you are in the chat room, yeah.
Mom, do you have a Gmail account?
Darn
You had to ask, dude.
I was just trying to be like, you know, just funny. Like,
and for those of you who couldn't hear the answer, it pretty much summed up to... Pretty much what it was. You're okay now. Anyhow, for anybody who has a Gmail account.
Ah, God, that means somebody had to find it at one point.
Yeah.
All right. Gmail.
Flour or baking soda?
God.
All of a sudden, give me an invite. I don't have invites because I'm going to abandon the fucking thing personally. Looking over Gmail, I find that actually it's pretty well laid out. You get your emails, you get the inbox, the outbox, the archive, the spam filters, and all that good stuff. You know what? For the most part, it's okay. I won't, you know, it's nothing special. It is absolutely, positively nothing special. Looking it over, the few things I do like about it. One, the storage space. But guess what I do with my email anyway?
Delete it.
Delete it if it's web-based and download it on my computer if it's POP. I don't keep email online. I've got burnt.
It's stupid.
It's stupid. I got burnt by Mac with the Mac.com. And I got totally burnt by xDrive when it used to be free. I've had shit get lost over Hotmail. Got shit get lost in Yahoo Mail.
Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it. I don't think it's worth it whatsoever.
Why don't you give up your Gmail account instead of an invite?
Say what?
Don't raffle off your Gmail account. That's what we'll do. We'll raffle off a Gmail invite.
Maybe we'll do that over on Lazy Code because I haven't been given invites yet.
All right. Well,
so
fuck, man.
Once
you
could have
kept the illusion.
Hey, you know I haven't given invites yet, but it isn't going to happen. So anyhow. You know, if I'm going to lose information, you know what? The biggest selling point for Gmail is the whole thing that it has a gig of storage. That's a gig of stuff you could save up having false hope and false trust in an item. That definitely isn't guaranteed. I work at tech support. Telling people how the computer works, you know, they look at it and they assume everything that shows up on the screen is because of something physical. And it's not. I mean, you guys know this. You're our listeners. You're not stupid. Our listeners know that what's on the internet is not always real.
That's true.
But the problem we're gonna run into, we're going to see this a lot, is the simple fact that people are going to lose a lot of shit on their Gmail. People are going to call up tech support departments and ask for help on Gmail. I don't see it being beneficial. I lost this on Gmail. Well, I'm sorry. You know, same thing that they'd say when they lose their shit on Hotmail or MSN or Yahoo.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm so glad.
Secondly, one good thing I do like about Gmail, and I'll give it credit for this, I do like the email interface in the way that when you click on one mail, if there's been replies, it nests them, and that is a cool thing.
That's called that's called threading.
Well, threading and nesting, same diff to me. But anyhow, it threads them. You know what?
School of tech support you went to?
Yeah, I actually kind of like that. It's pretty okay. But you know what? My Mac.com mail, once I download it, does the exact same thing. You just got to set it up to. You feel better?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could save stuff in starred, meaning it's easier to find in the archive. You could trash spam it, you know. Gmail.
I'm not impressed. I never went gaga over it myself.
You know what? And I got every.
I have right now. I have 5 fucking email accounts. I use 2 of them and squat on 3.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Because I don't want anybody else to have these DeLorean related email accounts.
Yeah,
they're mine.
So, anywho,
Gmail.
Yeah.
For when you positively absolutely need to have every single techie thing that comes along.
You know, and that's what it is. And I actually read, I got to find the cartoon again, but it was a cartoon from User Friendly talking about the allure of Gmail. And that the same day I got that, I sent it out to everybody who got one. I go, okay, now I understand. And then Chris goes, here's your invite. You know, smack. So I'm going to go, well, okay. I use it. I figured, hey, okay.
So you piss upon Smack's invite.
No, I used
it. You smack the smack.
I smack the smack. Yeah, but I don't think I'll be keeping with it. Matter of fact, probably after, I think the rule is that I check this after 90 days, they delete it. You're done. You're not guaranteed to get your username back. So we'll see how it works out.
Yeah, it's fine.
I got to play with it more. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and only review it over a couple days. I'm going to play with it.
What kind of servers must they have?
Tons. Just massive fucking farms.
That's funny. You're talking about you're going to play with it for a couple days. Yeah. Yeah. Can I see why the peanut gallery is giggling in the background.
Makes sense. So anyhow, yeah, the Gmail account, no big deal.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, we're getting feedback from the peanut gallery.
He's way out in the gallery. So anyhow.
Not pretty.
So anyhow, yeah, that's the Gmail account. If you want to try it out, you know what? I'm different, you know? I mean, I have different uses for the internet. I don't, you know, I just don't trust saving and storing things online. You know, if I'm going to save it to an FTP site, I know I may lose it. If I save it anywhere, I know I may lose it. If it's on my own computer, I know I'm going to lose it. But I'm not going to just go out and give it up to some third-party company that's going IPO. You know, I've been through this once with Hotmail. When I was a member of Hotmail back in about 96, when it was really, it was HTML mail. That's what it was. Pre-Microsoft. And I've seen how it's gone from there once it actually has gone corporate. So. So anyhow, when does it go live? They do not say how when it's going live. So, but it's invite only. And if I do get invites, hey, you know, if I could think of you or if I actually care, I'll send them out.
My question is,
because I know I don't like it, but I'm not going to deny other people a chance.
Well, I have
to try
a question
it.
For you right here, and not just for you since you're across from me, but for the chat room themselves. And this is just something I'm pondering over. Why do you pander to consumers? Because they consume. There is nothing for Google to gain with 1 gig email accounts unless there's ulterior motive.
Oh, well, as you already know, and I'm sure you've heard about this, what Gmail does is it actually goes through your email, scans it for certain words, and then displays advertisements off to the one-hand side. Not intrusive advertisements, but displays advertisements based upon your emails. If you have a bunch of emails
pop-ups
that say prawn, which you know... It only takes about 45 days for a mail to get truly compromised with spam.
Yeah.
Well, imagine all the spam. The spam is going to generate ads for what? Well, the same idea or the same material that spam is.
Yeah.
So.
Junk.
Yeah.
Junk, prawn, you know.
Speaking of consumers, Consumer Reports. I don't trust them. I kind of almost segue, you know, totally off out of nowhere, but I have a problem with Consumer Reports.
Okay.
I don't believe that Consumer Reports has actually taken the time to keep their information updated or anything else. I went to the bookstore before the show.
Okay.
To Borders, and I went into their automotive section.
Okay.
And they publish a bunch of books, and it's very interesting. They basically went through on DeLorean and Bricklin in a couple different oddball articles, and they copy-pasted their text verbatim. To several books. And their information for a lot of cars that I know the prices of, specifically Bricklins and DeLoreans,
right,
is outdated.
Okay.
Not just am I ranting by the fact that they gave my car a negative review, which is complete and utter bullshit.
Okay.
I don't trust Consumer Reports because they don't have any kind of accurate information that's up to date. I'm very leery about that and kind of looking at a lot of their stuff right there. What they do recommend versus their advertisers and their magazines, I'm not too happy with Consumer Reports right now. I don't think that they are a source to be trusted for anything.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I personally don't use Consumer Reports. I prefer word of mouth. That's obviously how I find my mechanics and, you know, what software I find on the internet and stuff like that. What kind of computers I buy, you know, I trust my friends over a magazine that's not written specifically to me or does not know me.
Exactly.
You know, magazines, books, anything like that. I have a hard time with that. So anyhow, switching a little bit of a topic here, way switch of a topic. Coolest thing happened this week. If you were actually not living under the cave called the interweb, or if you were in the interweb and actually checked out some news sites, history has been made this past week.
Yes, we had an asteroid shower.
We did have the asteroid shower, but we had an astronaut... from a commercial venture,
make it
into low Earth orbit. A complete civilian. Become an astronaut.
64 miles above the surface. Whatever.
Yeah, 62 miles above the surface of the Earth.
62.
Thus, effectively becoming an astronaut. I posted this on Lazy Code under the, the future as we knew it is now going to be changed. We're going to see.
By the way, you're right.
They did this for $20 million.
Yeah, and you know that...
That's the big thing to me.
Well, the thing about it is, that's because they don't have a fucking juicy government contract that they need
true.
To milk.
Think about this. We have a casino going up down on the strip.
Okay.
Wynn Resorts. How many billion?
I don't know.
Think about all that money that he's pouring into a resort.
Yeah.
Or pouring it into a private space program.
Well, the thing about it
that.
Is... Well, other than faster, basically, transportation... Because, I mean, they're saying right now...
See, that's what I could see the biggest benefit. I mean, shoot them in the atmosphere, let the Earth go by you.
Yeah.
It's the smartest way to do it.
Well, they're already saying that right now. You could probably take off from Europe and land in Japan in about 30 to 45 minutes.
That's awesome.
That's just unbelievable. I mean, it really is. I mean, it has an impact.
You know, we may not see it in our lifetime. We may not see a commercial, legitimate, 100% venture in our lifetime.
You will.
Maybe, but...
In all honesty, gut feeling, if it's something miraculously becomes possible and affordable, yeah, you will.
And I find that, you know what, I mean, it amazes me because that is every science fiction, space travel, opera, whatever book.
Oh, I know.
Coming true.
The only thing I think that they should probably do is I think we should really go to British Airways and Air France. I really think that, I mean, it got killed because it was not an American invention. But I think that basically for United States, I think that they should have the Learjet go from Los Angeles to New York.
Not the Learjet, but the Concorde?
The Concorde, yes, thank you.
Okay.
Not the Lear, the Concorde.
Yeah.
I think that basically if you had like Concorde transportation to just go across, you know, the United States right there, I think that'd be fine because you could basically fly with a couple hours from anywhere to get to a major spaceport.
Yeah, to get anywhere, you know. To get anywhere you want to be. I mean, that's just awesome. I mean,
as far as being in a lifetime,
will. Yeah, you know, and and right now it is only practical for transportation of that level.
Yeah, I don't
see
what
there's
else
there's not going to be a lot of space exploration yet. You know,
no, and the problem with that is too right there. You know,
but think about it though, a private company doing things very economically, very responsibly. Man, they kept everything silent until they first started announcing this for the XPRIZE.
Oh yeah.
You know, and I think that is. I mean, to me, that is completely awesome. That is,
oh yeah,
like I said, everything science fiction that you've ever seen, read, heard, watched, listened to.
I think right now they've
become real.
I think that the fact alone that they've proven it's possible will generate a lot more.
And you know what?
And there's a good reason. I really, honestly, do believe you're going to see that within our lifetime. I don't think it's a technology restriction. I think it's the economic encouragement because airlines themselves are too expensive on conventional jet fuel and shit like that.
Yeah, it is, but you know what? There's not enough space yet to bring up a lot of people. You know, it's very limited in capacity of people, but...
For now.
And it'll change. It will change.
Yeah. And the fact you have to have a booster as well.
Yeah.
But at the same time, economically, if you are a corporate, you know, the ivory tower guy who is needing a fast way to get from New York to, let's say, Hong Kong in a short amount of time,
yeah,
you're going to be willing. They were paying $10,000 a seat on the Concorde. Push it a little bit further and pay that $30,000 or $40,000?
We have a millionaire who paid money to go up and be on
the space
station.
He paid $20 million.
$20 million, the exact same amount that it cost to get this whole thing launched.
Right. Correct.
So we know that people are going to pay this, and I mean I'm not oblivious to the fact that people are going to pay. But
oh, I know.
If you think about the amount of money some people pay for shit such as yet another hotel in the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh yeah,
and you realize where we could be. Now I know it's
but at the same token, okay, I know what you're getting at, saying look, we're putting money into this, and we could better ourselves we could better ourselves as a race of humans. If we just took that kind, of investment and put it towards other things, it's true. But I mean, face it: if you didn't have destinations such as that billion-dollar resort,
true,
what would you need space for to fly for? Where would you fly to?
No, and I understand you have to create it's creating the reason to go. You know, you can't just say you want to go here. Why? There's nothing there. You know, I understand that, but I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the fact that, you know, if you could pour money into that, man, more people need to pour money into this idea and this project. You know, we can see a lot of stuff. Now, what's sad though is, you know, if people poured this kind of money, dedication, whatnot into other problems, actual legitimate problems, where could we be? You know, as a society, where could we be?
I know I'm
getting a little too close to saying, you know, perfect world utopia, because we all know and we've all learned that no, there is no such thing. So, but you know, I understand that there's no such thing, and I don't know. I guess to me, the whole idea is the fact that, you know what, we are becoming that society that we've been reading about for the past 50, 60, 70 years.
Oh yeah, no argument on that right there.
That is so awesome.
Basically, right now, I understand exactly what you're saying. I don't have a problem with a lot of things.
It's humbling to me.
Wow, are you humbled, ladies and gentlemen? We have made more history. Trench is finally actually humbled for once in his life. He's humbled.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, Revel in your humbleness. Your humility. That's what it is, not humbleness. Jesus. Making up my own fucking words again. But yeah, I know exactly what you're saying right there. And you know what, man? We do have bigger issues. Homeless, I don't know. I figure homeless, you know, just... I hate saying this. Almost like, well, they enjoy being homeless. You know, it's
some
like
do.
Camping.
Anywho, but I don't want to dwell on this too much.
Get rid of the fucking foreign oil.
Something.
Yeah.
You know? Hold they on. Actually were saying... Okay.
Round them up. 3 days, nobody claims them. Euthanize them.
Homeless problem. You know what, though?
Yeah,
one thing is the... Yeah, the thing with... like fuels and stuff. They're saying this rocket was very efficient.
Oh yeah,
very efficient, very clean burning.
Like I say,
good stuff.
Now going into that even further, to what you're saying, not going into it even further, but what you're saying before, I think the problem is, in all honesty, when it comes to moving forward with science and progress and shit, the problem is it's hard to come up with new shit, and people rather than invent something new. People would rather just simply go back and reinvent the wheel.
True.
Or people only want to touch things which are either A, profitable, or B, fame and fortunes.
True.
Okay.
Anywho.
But if we had more shit to go efficient, you wouldn't. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I boring you? Okay, folks, I'm bored you officially.
You're boring the chat room, actually. You're double talking too, manager boy.
Well, I'm fucked.
So, anyhow. But I understand what you're saying. People would rather reinvent the wheel and become super famous that way than actually do something beneficial. Totally get that point.
It wasn't what I was saying, but that's all right.
It sounds like what you're saying.
No.
Subject change! For those of you who are computer geeks, or excuse me, geeks out there, hardcore geeks.
Oh, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I do not. For those of you who are hardcore geeks out there, I want to point out to everybody...
Trench's crab shack between his legs.
Jesus Christ. Are you a little vengeful?
No. What?
What? Huh?
I have no idea.
Me, no. This is going to be a stalemate because I know the minute I start talking, no, you're going
to
flirt
they're
something.
They're hermit crabs.
Yeah, shut up.
I didn't have to wait. Anyhow.
Anywho. For those of you who are hardcore geeks this weekend, Saturday... Go out and find what's called a field day. This weekend is the 2004 field day for ham radio. Yes, the super geeks of the world.
That's not geekism.
Oh, that is.
I don't think ham.
They will stay out for 24 hours, starting 12 noon Saturday, ending 12 noon Sunday, trying to make as many radio contacts as they can on various modes, i.e. frequencies and bandwidths. If you could find yours in your local city, go ahead and ride. You know, go ahead and do it. Go out and check it out. It actually is pretty entertaining, very interesting, something worth watching for a little bit. If you are licensed, go out and actually join in. It's pretty cool too. Also, if you want more information on this, ARRL.org, or Google up your city and actually look up Field Day Ham Radio or something like that.
Yeah,
just had to put that out there. I figured it's a super geek thing.
Yes, yes, yes. And by the way, too, you know, I pretty much gave up my, for something else, to another event, the DeLorean car show. I pretty much gave up going to that, so, like, for my promotion.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. Very interesting event to have.
Pretty interesting, though, if you think about it. You were hell-bent on going, and I was hell-bent on staying.
Yeah, and I had to give up for that right there.
Okay.
Very interesting. If anybody wants to go to DeLoreanCarShow.com, there's a good couple of pictures. Granted, you have some interesting stuff of customized and shit like that, but feel free to laugh at people who both, not only one guy who wrecked his car by slamming into a Mitsubishi.
Wrecked a DeLorean.
But another one who drove his DeLorean into his hotel room.
What? I didn't hear about this.
Yeah, yeah. Guess somebody didn't have it in reverse.
Whoops.
Kaboom. Through into his
kind of alcoholics are DeLorean owners here?
Dude, it was BYOB.
He brought enough of it.
Oh, yeah, it was funny. I guess they had like an alcohol law down there, so they were going like, hey, guess what, guys? Open bar. It's pay bar. And then they said, guess what? It's a dry county now. You don't need a special permit for that. But you do need to apply for another permit to sell it.
Jeez.
So basically they end up giving everybody like free mixers.
Nice.
And you had to bring your own booze.
Jesus.
I was very salty, and I was like, you know, hey, grenadine shooters. Yum. Hopefully, so. Though, I doubt any DeLorean owners are listening, so I don't really give a shit right there at all. I'd like to find out how that show was, because I heard there was some pretty boring shit. It was very interesting. It is now officially the largest gathering of automobiles. 119 DeLoreans.
Wow.
Largest gathering since the factory.
What was that URL again?
DeLoreanCarShow.com.
DeLoreanCarShow.com.
Correct. So what's going to happen is they had some celebrities there. They had one guy who really sucked ass and shit. However, I will be going. I don't know if anybody on the list is in Chicago, or at least plans on in 2 years being in Chicago. Or anybody here, I mean, on the chat room. But I'll be going to the Chicago event, which is scheduled to be week-long because it's the 25th anniversary.
Cool. Very cool. So there you go. Let's see. What else do we need to cover? I covered the space deal. We covered two dead celebrities. Covered Field Day.
There's one thing, but we really don't have anything to cover for it, and I don't want to burn anybody out.
What's that?
We'll probably have a good rant for this next show, but Fahrenheit 9/11.
You know what? Maybe next show we'll do that. Definitely do that. Anywho, it's giving a 404 there, Claude.
Is it?
Yeah.
Let me have a look here.
Vert has this thing. He likes 404s. He seems to find them all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ah! Click down the pen. So
remember, while he's doing this...
www.DeLoreanCarShow.com. Learn to spell it correctly.
Spell it out.
DeLoreanCarShow.com.
Nah, that's what he was doing. He was misspelling it.
Yeah, if you can, go ahead and click on the... Google. When you go there, click on like the thing that says pictures from the show. And then when you get to the news screen, there'll be like a listing of day's events and stuff to the left. Click on Friday Crunch.
Friday Crunch. All right, let's make sure we're going to... Oh, shit, did he go through it?
Yeah, he took out the fucking window. There's another one. Hold on.
How does that car get up on the curb?
Dude, he managed.
He gunned it. He was trying to show off.
Here, have a look from the side.
Oh, shit, he went straight into that room.
Yeah.
What a dumb fuck. Listen up, folks. You are listening to...
Spank Wagon Radio, only available at spankwagon.vftp.net or lazycode.com for a limited time only.
So, let's see. Everybody who's been out of the loop, I think we got a couple people showing up, a couple people dropping out. Next week, this is a reminder, next week, next Friday, you must be here.
Final show.
Final show.
Last show.
Of Spank Wagon Radio.
That's right.
Which means, as we said before, yes, it will be the last Spank Wagon Radio. It won't be the last stuff we do.
There will be sadness.
And remember...
There we go. Hey, that's better.
And remember, if we're not live, it'll be in the archive.
And after next week, we will no longer be live. We will only be in the archive.
For a short time on Spank Wagon.
But we'll do some rebroadcasts and see if we come back.
We'll
if
do something. Demand.
Yeah. I'll be black by popular demand.
And just to let everybody know, lazycode.com is where we're going to be hanging out.
The code of laziness.
Lazy code. Ching. Because all, and this is all because of Claude, I want to point this out. This is all Claude's fault.
Pretty much, Claude sold out.
Claude got a promotion.
Sell out!
Thus now works during the normal show time.
Hey, money, honey.
And we've realized that this is the only good time to do it.
Because you guys can't listen in otherwise.
We've
so it's really actually
that.
Your fault.
No, it's still your fault.
Their fault.
Your fault.
Not me.
Yours.
All yours. Deny whatever I want.
Yeah, it's yours.
And I didn't do it!
You did too.
But I did it.
Uh-huh, sure. LazyCode.com.
LazyCode.com for
so,
all your lazy coding needs.
As we leave Virtual One, because Virtual One didn't have a clue. I've pretty much been just getting shit figured out right now between everything. What we're going to do next week, the last Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
For a limited time only. I'm just like, wow, you know, it's kind of...
It is.
Kind of weird.
Sad.
Kinda
it's
weird.
Sad.
Next week will be the last time I actually say that. You know?
Yeah. We'll still be doing special shows and special events through lazycode.com.
Spankwagon was at vftp.net.
But we definitely won't be doing a weekly show for some time.
Yeah, you want to do like some reruns, some classic
you
shows?
Know, I may. I don't see why not. I got everything set up in my place. You know, I can do reruns and broadcasts.
I know a lot of people who are like, you know, we're like loyal listeners right now are thinking, no, dude, they're just
pulling our legs, man. Like Claude's going to quit.
That one time before, and that was pretty funny, and I laughed pretty heartily.
Yeah. So anyhow, you know, and I think what we're going to start doing is start wrapping up the show for tonight because we're starting to really drag.
Yeah, I'm just like...
You're reading the internet, so therefore you've lost all interest in doing the show. We understand.
No, that's not it at all. I was trying to find, see if I had those any more pics of that crashed car, but
well, we
can
check that later.
But anyhow, and also I was actually looking for like a news content to chat about.
Nah. So here's what we're going to say. First off, I want to say a huge thank you to every one of our listeners that hangs out with us weekly. Don't forget next week. Please don't forget next week.
Next week.
We will be here. Spankwagon Radio.
But don't forget, also, just because it's a final show doesn't mean you people get to slack off. Submit your audio clip of how you will fire us.
We're looking for pretty much any audio. I think Toe made it kind of a challenge of giving us some of the most obscure fucking audio source. Make a little recording. Send it to us. Try to keep it small, about 3.5 meg.
I don't give a shit, though. And neither should you, Trench. You got Gmail.
Well, you can send Trencher at gmail.com.
There you go.
There you go. Or spankwagonmail at cox.net.
Cox.net. I think I was going to say VFTP.net.
Or Trencher at VFTP.net.
Oh, that's one of the stories.
Anywho,
we forgot
real
about.
Quick. What we're looking for everybody out there, we're looking for you to make a recording of how you would fire Claude and me.
How would you fire us?
If we
were
Spank
your
Wagon.
Subordinates. And we failed on our jobly duties.
Oh, wait. I like this. Nightville says next week they'll come back and say Claude got fired for sexual harassment to another guy. And then we'll announce that the wagon will continue.
God, I'll never be a grandmother. Fuck.
Yeah, my mom has baby fever.
Yeah, she, great.
Bullshit.
Well, for grandchildren.
Grandchildren fever.
Yeah.
Anywho.
All right.
So, that's what we're doing here. You got another article?
You know what? This is the article.
We only got about 7 minutes.
Yeah, this is the article I forgot about. Dateline, New York. Rapper and actor DMX was arrested on charges that he and another man tried to steal a fucking car in a parking lot of Kennedy Airport.
Why would he steal a car?
I have no idea. Let's find out. DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons.
Earl.
And his thug partner, Jackie Hudgens.
Wait. Is that the article saying thug?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Jackie Hudgens were arrested Thursday night after Port Authority police interrupted a dispute between the two and another man whose car they allegedly tried to fucking steal. No weapons were recovered. No one was hurt. And they're basically not... nobody's returning calls or anything at all right there. Rapper was fined... but apparently, let's see... The rapper was fined order to make public service announcements for the Humane Society after police found pipes for smoking crack, a pistol, and 13 pit bulls at his home in Teaneck, New Jersey. So the motherfucker's been in trouble before, smoking crack, breeding pit bulls. So yeah, I love this. Then they list his acting credits as if he's like Pacino.
Nice.
Romeo Must Die.
Lame.
Exit Wounds.
Lame.
And a title that like makes no sense for a movie at all. Cradle to the Grave.
Oh, I hated that. Lame.
So, DMX, you dumb fuck. You could have afforded a limo, but you tried to jack a car.
Dumb fuck. All right, we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you very much to VFTP.net for providing us the space to host Spankwagon at VFTP.net. And thank you for continuing to host the space for the archives, of course.
Correct. And remember, send in anything up to 1 gig in size to Trencher at gmail.com.
No. We're keeping a cap. 3.5 meg.
Nah.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
1 gig.
3.5 meg.
1 gig. Just copy paste. I don't care.
God damn. Let's also say thank you to Mr. Man from LazyGo.com for not only providing us our new site, which is open for submissions, but also for providing us the bandwidth to broadcast this show tonight.
That's right. Bandwidth is good.
We will suck your bandwidth dry. You're listening to Spankwagon.
I, of course, am the quadraphonic Ayatollah. Otherwise known as the indisputable Claude Balls.
And I guess I'm just plain Jane Trencher.
You said it. You heard it. He said he's a woman.
Plain Jane, I guess. Nothing special here. No quadraphonic Ayatollah.
Crossdresser.
Fuck you.
Nixon doesn't like you.
I don't care. Hey, Robert. Robert.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
All right. Anywho. Vert goes, let's see how many terabyte he can take. Fuck!
Yeah.
Anywho, thank you very much for listening in. We will be back here, Spankwagon Radio, next Friday.
For a limited time only.
Enjoy the week. We will be back.
Spankwagon. Have a good night, everybody.